With the installation of our dear leader Joe Biden in the White House with all the flair, all the military presence, and all the public participation of a tin-pot banana republic scenario, there are many conservatives who are feeling really down right about now. But none are more depressed and more confused than the Q crowd. For the sake of full disclosure, I really should share that I've been tracking on the Q thing for years now, and have been interested in a sort of an X-Files or Stranger Things kind of way, if you get my meaning. Even so, I did find much of what some Q devotees were sharing to be at least somewhat compelling and at times quite reasonable to me. Now, I have no idea what all was being perpetuated and paraded around, and the Q people, or whatever they were, whatever Q really is, and I'm sure there was a lot of crazy stuff in the mix, I have no doubt. But some of what I'd tuned into seemed plausible enough to follow and maybe even hope for. The key for me was always to hold this stuff with an open hand and not let it distract me from what I was doing in my life, my family, and in my community to move things in a good direction. You know, we didn't want to rely on some conspiracy theory or clandestine anonymous supercomputer or group of generals or group of patriots or whatever it was being advertised as in any particular post. You can't rely on that sort of thing, to say the least. And so, as I mentioned earlier, had kind of an X-Files, Stranger Things kind of interest in this thing, with a little bit more than that, but that was generally the vibe that I took it in. That's how I understood it. Now, for those who haven't followed Q at all, I'm not going to get into a detailed description right now, but I will say that it inspired a lot of people to believe in something called the plan, through which the good guys, or the patriots, or the white hats, were going to turn the tables on the deep state just under the wire before Joe Biden was installed as El Presidente and make mass arrests of the pedophile Satanist lunatics at the heart of the whole deep state operation. Now, there have always been some serious problems openly on display through Q, and really through MAGA as well. And they're not the same thing, of course, but there's a lot of overlap, I think. With two of the most troubling aspects being, number one, a propensity to invoke God in ways that are completely out of sync with a biblical worldview and understanding of God. And then number two, a bizarro obsession with pride-drenched rhetoric that had absolutely nothing to do with the repentance that is required for anyone or any nation to actually be saved. Q, like MAGA, was and is almost completely pride-driven and utterly opposed to submitting to Christ as king on his terms. And that last part there, his terms, that's key. MAGA, Q, conservatives in general in America are happy to use Jesus' name, talk about God, God being on their side, but they have no interest in actually submitting politically or in many other areas of life to Jesus Christ as their actual Lord. And that's the key. That's the big thing, the big problem here. So with MAGA and Q being in that pride-drenched anti-repentance mode, while also happily using the name of Jesus, or more generically God, while even quoting Bible passages yanked out of context in order to promote what was and is an explicitly anti-Christian worldview, we can see there are huge problems, and these are not new. This has been thematic through the whole thing, at least as long as I've been following it. And again, I gotta remind everyone listening here that I didn't follow it deeply, but I was tracking it sort of peripherally for several years, and then here in the last couple months, of course, with all that's been going on, I was seeing so much more of it and paying more attention to it. But the same themes have always been there. It's an anti-Christian worldview at its core that claims to be completely Christian, which is kind of an American thing when you think about it here lately, and probably a good sign or symptom of why we are where we're at as a culture. The way we treat Jesus, the way we treat his word, claiming to love him while despising his word, despising his commands. That's kind of where America's at. And that's obviously a big problem. Now, according to Q and most of its followers, today was supposed to be the day that the tables were turned and the deep state was stunned and Donald Trump began a second term as president. Well, that obviously did not happen. And since that didn't happen, we can all count on one thing from Q: revision and goalpost shifting on a scale that would make 20th century leadership of the Jehovah's Witnesses blush. We might do more on that actually in a future video, but for now, I want to reach out and encourage all of those who, like me, were hoping for just enough truth in Q to see something miraculously good and cool happen today, at least as we measure things from our flawed perspective. not only should we not despair, we should be thrilled and thankful for the clarity and correction that we've received and the crystal clear opportunity that we now have to do the hard work of winning this culture on the ground, one step after another, by focusing on our own lives, families, businesses, churches, and communities, by not allowing ourselves to be distracted with things like Q. That's how we'll win. That's how God wins, through His Spirit-filled people actually obeying His word by His grace and for His glory. And now, before obviously we can obey His word, we have to know His word. So if you've been spending more time following Q threads and commentaries and videos than you have been in the Word of God, or contemplating the Word of God and trying to apply the Word of God in your life, that's a huge problem. That's one of the dangers of things like Q. And it's important to remember that the way that Q and most MAGA types talked about God winning, quote unquote, heading into today had nothing to do with the God of the Bible and Christianity as the essential starting point for understanding everything, including the details of politics and economics. No. The Q appeals to phrases like God wins were almost always about intertwining America worship and secular patriotism with Christianity in a way that serves the first two by using the third as a prop. It's time to ditch that garbage. It's time to get serious. It's time to treat King Jesus seriously, Psalm 2 style, because I can assure you, He is in the process of treating America seriously, Psalm 2 style. So it's time to fight and win as Christ defines and equips us to do those things, starting with genuine, unreserved repentance before Him as King on His terms, so that we can be the tools He's made us to be in such a time as this. If you appreciate this perspective, please like and share this video and subscribe to the channel. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section too. All of these things really help this brand new channel to grow. To get connected with me on social media, go to hellraiserreport.com and find me on the platforms listed at the homepage. Remember, Christians, Rome was not conquered in a day. We have a lot of work to do, so let's get to it.